Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Monticello Stadium. This is Mysh.
Hot dog here.
Heschel Keistel, who's off the wall. We're here for the championship game of the Bungalow Colony Leagues. Brought to you live over WYBC, the Yeshiva Ship Broadcasting Company. Don't forget to get our regularly scheduled programming, Beinaz Durim, relaxing music to keep you asleep. And then, of course, at 4 o'clock, loud trumpets to wake you up so you won't come late to Seder. Tonight's game is being brought to you by Hamish Salami and Behamish Pastrami. Hamish, the one to reach for when there's nothing left to eat. Also, don't forget about our drinks, Mayim Sheuva Mikvavasa, the real thing. Also brought to you by Schnurrer's Bagels, home of the Schnurrer's Dozen, 16 bagels in a dozen. It's one thing to be a lender, it's another to be a Schnurrer. Now I turn the microphone over to my trusted colleague, Herschel Keisel. Thank you very much, my colleague, Moshe. In tonight's game, we have the Liberty Litzunim, who were 23-1, and let me tell you, it was no joke how good they were in the Western Division. And they'll be going against the home team, the Monticello Mishagoyim, who have packed a house filled with Mishagoyim. Here tonight, they were 22-2, and we will see a great game, I'm sure. But first, I want to stop to have a Hamish Pastrami, because there's nothing here to eat. All right, let me set the field for you. Schaik on the mound with a record of 3-1, and as far as the ERA, Equal Rights Amendment, he's all for it. His wife doesn't give him a choice. There is at first. Was? No, there is at first. Voss is at second, and Shmuel Schwer is playing third, and Shmuel Schwiger is selling hot dogs in the stands.
What
brand? And behind the plate, we have Martcha Mishpat calling balls and strikes. Hey, what's he checking behind there?
Yeah, look,
what's
something
catching his attention?
Herschel,
take a look.
At?
Oh, he's being biting his sitters.
His sitters.
Ah, why doesn't he do it on the morning?
What's the matter with this referee?
Look at those chustin
sitters. Now he's looking for a bat. He's being biting the bat.
The bat?
What's he being biting the bat for?
The bat is not chustin. It's Louisville Slugger. Hersh, when was the last time baseball had a cork problem?
You know, Maisha, it doesn't ring a bell.
Stepping up to the plate, it's Leibish Luxin. Leibish, 5'9", 290 pounds. He never met a Luxin he didn't like, or any other food. Checking the weather report, there seems to be a chance of showers. Oh, really? I also have a chance of taking a shower sometime this month. Schaik goes into the windup, and here's the pitch. All one. Mishpat calls ball one. Schaik has a variety of pitches, some of which even cross the plate. A fastball, a curveball, and a nudnik ball. It seems to be getting very cloudy around here. Seems to be looking like night.
Well, Herschel, it is a night game.
Oh, it is? How come nobody told me? I knew it was dark for a reason. Schaik ready to make his second pitch. Here's the windup and a pitch, and it's popped foul, heading straight toward the press box. Oh, it's coming toward us. It's coming toward us. Ow! Oh, right in my head. What's the matter with you, Luxin? Don't you know the playing field is the other way? I don't need any souvenirs, buddy. I don't got no workman's comp, and there ain't no Band-Aids up here. Herschel will be right back. He's trying to find a Band-Aid. Make sure none of that blood gets on my pastrami. Wow, listen to that thunder. Look at that lightning. Rain is beginning to fall here in the stadium. The players are getting all wet. People's umbrellas are starting to pop up all over the place. Leibish Luxin is looking for cover. Leibish Luxin is getting wet. Leibish Luxin is getting soggy. Ugh, who likes soggy Luxin? Not me. Looks like the umpire is going to call the game. I don't know if he's going to call it off, but there's got to be a rain delay right now. This place is a monsoon. People don't know where to go. There's no dome in this place. There's a problem, though, Moshe. There's a money-back guarantee if this game is not played. Everybody gets their money back. And if everybody gets their money back, the league loses a lot of money. People are going to leave, and there's going to be no money left. What are we going to do? What is the league going to do? Hey, look into the dugout. There seems to be a discussion in the dugout with one of the managers. Wealgis, where are you? Wealgis, where are you?
Yes, yes, manager, what can I do for you? The refreshments, we August, weren't you supposed to bring the refreshments? I was supposed to bring the refreshments? I thought I was supposed to eat the refreshments. And guess what, Skipper? I ate them all. Every last licorice, every last chocolate bar, I am the best refreshment eater. What is the matter with you? You do that every single game. Why do I bring you to these games? Well, Skip, think of it this way. Ever since you've been bringing me along, your diet has been working. You lost 50 pounds. I mean, you still got 100 to go, but 50 ain't bad, eh? But listen, Skip, you got a bigger problem. Everybody's leaving because of the rain. You got to try to keep everybody here, and I got an idea on how you could do it. Yeah, what's your idea? Listen to me. I know how to tell stories. What do you mean you know how to tell stories? I'm a storyteller. You never heard of the tape of Match Made in Heaven? I don't remember it. Listen to me. You just give me a microphone. I'll start telling stories. Rain, snow, sleet, hail won't make a difference. Nobody's going to move. They're going to be enthralled by my stories. My stories will keep them in their seats. Nobody will leave. I guarantee it. You're a lunatic. You're out of your mind. You're deranged. You're right. But I'm a good storyteller. Okay, Skip, I'm out there. Get back here. Get back here. You're a disgrace. May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Everyone, please be seated. Hey, you in the brown shirt, where do you think you're going? I know it's raining. I'm also getting wet. But we are working on a beautiful dome stadium. Yes, I know it's going to take 5 years to build, but still, have a seat. Oh, you want to know where we're getting the money from? Simple. As you're sitting here, your taxes are being raised. As a matter of fact, we hope that by the time this evening is over, the whole thing will be paid. Yes, 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 we take credit cards, no problem. Checks, credit cards, whatever you want. Now, please be seated again. Ladies and gentlemen, while you're waiting for the rain to end, we have a very important and very special guest. Allow me to introduce one of the world's greatest storytellers, whose tapes are always a big hit. The one, the only, Rabbi Binyamin Wielges! And here I am! I want to tell you a story that happened late in the 1600s about a man named Leibke Mora Schreira. What is Mora Schreira? Mora is bitter, like on Pesach we eat Morar, and Schreira is dark, gloomy. This Leibke was a wonderful person, but he was Mora Schreira. Now let me tell you what type of feeling Mora Schreira is. You know, maybe you know somebody, a friend, a neighbor, not you of course, somebody else you might know, like myself, who was always worried on a certain day that happened a few times a year in school. It was a prominent day, prominently displayed on your calendar, circled with a big, big circle. No, it was not a vacation day, but it was a day that Rabbeim, teachers, parents, and even children waited for. No, it was not a test day. It was report card day, that special day that happened a few times a year. And you wake up in the morning with great anticipation, hoping against hope, that maybe the Rebbe will forget, or maybe there's a mistake on the calendar, or maybe this year the school is not giving report cards. You come to school, and the Rebbe doesn't give the report card early. You're happy. The day goes on, recess, lunch, and now it's time for mincha. And the Rebbe's attaché case is closed. A reprieve! You're going to live another day. You're not going to get your report card. How happy you are. And as the Rebbe gets ready to leave the room, the goody-goody in the class goes, Rebbe, excuse me, I don't want to be a mechutzef, but didn't you forget to give out the report cards? Oh, you're right, Shmerel. Yes, boys, please be seated. I want to give out the report cards. Oh, that kid, every time he opens his mouth. And the Rebbe puts his attaché case down on his desk. And he clicks it open. And he begins handing out the report cards. And you're beginning to feel a little bit a ma'ain of Mora Schreira. Now the boy on the right gets his report card. Straight olives. The boy on the left, Olive Plus. The boy in front of you, olives and bases, and they're all excited and they begin to speak, all the boys. Oh, I can't wait till I get home. I'm going to get a Nintendo, Schmintendo, Potendo. And the boy behind you goes, I can't play, can't wait to get home. I'm going to get rollerblades. I'm going to get 3 pairs or 4 pairs or 5 pairs. And everybody's getting all excited. And the boy in front of you goes, hey, you know what I'm going to get? My father promised me a baseball bat if I get a good report card. And you know, you're also going to get a baseball bat. Your problem is that bat's going to be over your head. Now it's time for English. 3 hours of English, which appears to be like 15. It was bad enough to have 3 hours, but 15 hours, I can't handle it. And every time you look at your watch, it's the old rule. Whenever you look at your watch in school, it only moves 5 minutes. It's now 5:30. It's time to go home. Oh, please, bus, leave without me. Leave without me. You're starting to feel even more marishchaira. You come out the door. And the bus is waiting. For the first time in your life, the bus driver is waiting for you. This is a conspiracy! Somebody has it in for me! And the bus driver screams, Chaimkel, I'm waiting for you! Hurry up! I have to go! Oh, you could go, don't worry. No, 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 come on, we're waiting for you. And the whole bus is screaming, come on, Chaimkel, we gotta go home! Come on, Chaimkel, we gotta show our parents our report card! I'm waiting for my Nintendo Schmintendo! Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for my baseball bat! Oh, yeah, so am I. I'm waiting for my baseball bat. Yeah, I'll have big lumps in my head tomorrow. You get on the bus, and you're hoping, he's gonna forget the route. He's gonna forget where my house is. But why should I think that? 8 years I'm going on this bus, and the guy never forgot. And guess what? He didn't forget again. Chaimkel, time for you to get off. I'm not in a rush. Chaimkel, get off, get off. We have to go home. We have to show our report cards. My Nintendo is waiting. Off the bus. They start pushing you off the bus. Okay, I'm going, I'm going. I mean, I don't have to get beaten up before I show my report card. And Chaimkel gets off the bus. He looks at his house. Maybe my parents are not home. But both the cars are there. It's a conspiracy again. My parents are never home at the same time. This is terrible. You go slowly up the steps, all the way up, and you knock at the door very softly so nobody can hear you. And just your luck, your mother happens to be standing by the door, and she opens it. Oh, Chaimkel, come on in. How are you? How was your day? What is she so happy about? Well, maybe I can, like, push her off. I don't have to show my report card today. Maybe I could, like, push her off till I'm 25. But then you see it on the refrigerator wall. Displayed prominently is your brother's beautiful report card, your younger brother. He does this to you every time. Why does he have to come home 2 hours earlier? Just because he gets out 2 hours earlier, that's not a good reason. I would have paid him off. I would have hijacked his bus. And now I'm in trouble. I can't hide my report card. And your mother's looking at you as if she could read your mind. Chaimkel, could we see your report card, please? Report card? Report card. Yeah, okay. You pull out your report card and you hand it to your mother. There are exactly 8 marks on the report card, and your mother is taking about 20 minutes to read it. What's the problem here? Does your mother have a learning disability? Why can't she read the report card already? She doesn't know what gibbles and dollars are. I'll give her an olive bean if she doesn't know what it is. Your mother looks at you. She looks back at the report card. Maishi, she starts to call your father down. Oh, no, you hear that father coming down. Clump, clump, clump. Yes? Maishi, I think you should look at Chaimkel's report card. Your mother hands it to your father. Another 20 minutes. Your father and your mother must have gone to the same pre-1A. He also can't read so fast. He looks at you. He looks at your mother. He looks at the report card. You, your mother, and the report card, as if forever. And finally, your mother turns to you and says, what are we going to do with you? What are we going to do with you? What are we going to do with you? And again, silence. And your father pipes up. What are we going to do with you? What are we going to do with you? What are we going to do with you? And you're hoping they won't do anything with you and just leave you alone and stop saying, what are we going to do with you? And then your parents do it again. And finally, you want to, like, give an answer, and you go, well, I think, and your father turns to you and says, did anybody ask you? Let me tell you, I've been through this many, many times in my life with the report card. I told my mother once, do whatever you want to me. Punch me, beat me, suspend me, throw me out, send me to my room. But don't ask me what are we going to do with you, because I have no idea. That's the definition of Mara Shchaira. Of course, none of this happened to anybody over here. It's just a theoretical case. But I just wanted you to know what Mara Shchaira meant. That guy is Mara Shchaira.